CB Seeds has the beat. The Sports Beat on 98.9 KQCR. Stay tuned as Christy Lammers, Chuck Becker, and the CB Seeds team bring you interviews with a variety of interesting sports figures here on 98.9 KQCR Radio and online at radioonthego.com. CB Seeds, your local channel seed dealer, has seedsmanship at work.
Good morning and welcome in to the latest edition of the Channel Seed Sports Beat right here on 98.9 KQCR. I'm your host, Jeff Ramin, welcoming you to today's program, and we've got a good show lined up for you. First and foremost, we'll chat a little volleyball as the season right around the corner. Our area program's getting primed and ready. Practice is underway and everybody getting started on their season in that final week of August. In a few short moments, we'll get caught up with the AP Falcon Volleyball Program and fourth-year head coach Aaron Huddleston. Later on in the show, we'll have an opportunity to recap one of the strongest baseball seasons in our area. Grundy Center Spartan Baseball made their trip to state for the first time since 1993, and we'll feature a season recap and wrap-up for the Spartans after they fell in the first round of the Class 1A state tournament on Monday. We'll get caught up with some post-game comments of head coach Pat Brown Jr., and also relive some of the highlights of the season for the Spartans. Want to remind everybody, no local events on the scorecard for today, but we're right around the corner from football and volleyball season, which means the Sports Beat will be transitioning over to the Football Coaches Show. Final Sports Beat show is a week from today, which means the first Football Coaches Show is 2 weeks from today. It'll be the 14th of August. We're looking forward to having you along for the ride, and we'll hear from all six of our area football programs throughout the fall football season: AGWSR Cougars, AP Falcons, as well as the Clarksville Indians, Dyke New Hartford Wolverines, Grundy Center Spartans, and South Hardin Tigers. Just a few short weeks away from the Football Coaches Show getting started on KQCR. Speaking of getting started, we'll get the show started after these messages. You're tuned into today's Channel Seed Sports Beat show on 98.9 KQCR.
We're joined now by Christy Lammers with CB Seeds out of Parkersburg, your Channel Seed dealer. And let's get an update on how things are looking here as we head to the latter part of the growing season.
It's amazing how great our crops actually look for the little bit of rain that we've got. And when I say a little bit of rain, I think between the, what I say, Old 20 and Highway 3 in that 12 to 15 mile section is really, really taking a hit this year, which is right where we sell. But, you know, amazingly enough, the crops still look good. I think, you know, if we can still get some rain to keep hanging on, people spray fungicide with crops that look really fairly decent right now and aren't being stressed too much, we hopefully will make it through this year.
Stay up to date with what's going on in the fields with CB Seeds on Facebook and Twitter, your Channel Seed dealer.
Jeff Ramin back here with you on 98.9 KQCR, another edition of the Channel Seed Sports Beat. We just wrapped up summer sports in our area. It's now time to turn the page to fall sports. We'll be kicking off the Football Coaches Show before too long, getting caught up with AP Falcon head coach Alex Pollock. But it's time now to chat with AP Falcon volleyball head coach in her fourth year now, is Aaron Huddleston. Coach, good morning, and thank you always for all the time you give us.
Good morning. Thank you very much, too.
Absolutely. And for you guys coming into last year, obviously a lot of challenges. It was 2020 after all. But let's talk about last year and put a bow on it. What were some big takeaways for your group? It was a 17-12 overall finish for the Falcons.
Well, our goal is always to get back to winning records. And this past year was our first winning record in quite some time. So 17-12 was great for us. Our next biggest challenge was our conference, and our side of the conference is excellent. So we knew every night we would have to come out and play our best, and sometimes we did and sometimes we didn't. Looking into next season, that would be, or this coming season, that would be something, you know, we definitely want to shoot for. We had Libby Jansen had gotten over the hump with 1,000 assists. And then Cassie Mowinkle had reached the 500 kill mark. And then Ellen Waller had reached 750 plus digs. So that was, you know, all around kind of our individual goals for, you know, you always want to reach those milestones with your players. And I guess just getting over kind of that COVID hump, it was unsure of what was going to happen all season, and we are able to make it through the whole season and make it into, you know, tournament play. And we ended up losing a match against Lake Mills that we were prepared for. It just, we didn't all show up at the same time and things happen, but definitely very pleased with the improvements over the last 3 years that I've been the coach at EP.
17-12, the overall mark last year, and you talked about three players in particular there. All three of those young ladies will return to the program for next season. Again, Libby Jansen, Cassidy Mowinkle, as well as Ellen Waller. So a lot to look forward to. We'll talk about the returners in a moment. Just another thought on the seniors that departed this past offseason. Some big names here, a lot of key contributors throughout the last few seasons. Corinne Bellows, as well as Mackenzie Reynolds, Olivia Lester, Brittany Gibson moving on, and Maddie Krausman as well. What do you make of that group and the impact that they had on the program and kind of what they've been able to do in shaping these girls to get them ready for this year?
They were the five of the girls that obviously I had started coaching, so I was able to be with them for three of their 4 years, and definitely made their marks and, you know, kills, blocks, digs, serving. You know, two of them were our main captains, Corinne and Brittany. So, you know, those are big losses that way. All five contributed, you know, from off the bench, vocally, you know, hard workers at practice. They gave examples to, you know, how you should work at practice to the younger girls, and were always really supportive of their teammates. You know, definitely irreplaceable in general. We just have, you know, a lot of talent that was able to see what those girls could do, and hopefully can, you know, get into the lineup and take over those roles that the girls left.
A lot of great seniors departing from an AP program that finished 17-12 last season. But if you look at the numbers, there's a lot of key metrics coming back for AP Falcon Volleyball this fall. We'll continue our chat with head coach Aaron Huddleston after these messages. You're listening to the Channel Seed Sports Beat on KQCR.
As always, Chuck and Judy Becker are very excited to tell you about Channel Seed.
Channel Seed, let's go! Let that old crop grow! Will they beat us? No! Channel Seed, let's grow!
Don't stand on the sidelines. Get on the field with Channel Seed.
For a championship yield, see Coach Becker and the winning team at Channel. Talk to Chuck Becker or Christy Lambers at CB Seeds in Parkersburg for Channel Seed, seedsmanship at work.
Back on 98.9 KQCR on your Saturday morning, getting caught up with one of our area volleyball coaches. That's AP head coach Aaron Huddleston, starting year number four now with the AP Falcon program. And coach, just spotlighted the seniors that left, but if you're looking at the stats here, specifically in kills, you return a two out of your top three, Cassidy and Kinsey Mowinkle, and I know those two are awful active at the net as well. So those two will be big figurehead pieces for this team this year, and you kind of bring back a lot of other players as well, chiefly Ellen Waller at libero and Ellie Eachin out there as well. So a really good group of returners this fall for the Falcons.
Yeah, we definitely have a good unit back. I mean, we have Libya setting, libero Ellen. Ellie was definitely a key player kind of all the way around. You could put her in different positions and she was successful. And then obviously the Mowinkle girls as well. Some of them did play club volleyball, so, you know, they pretty much, from when our season ended, they had started and went through the summer and nationals and things like that. We have a lot of talent back, and then we have, you know, other girls that have been to a lot of the summer workouts, have, you know, younger girls coming in as ninth graders, you know, definitely pushing the older girls for a possible position as well. You know, obviously at this stage, you don't know who's going to be your main lineup, but there's, you know, definitely the ones that you had named coming back and the ones that I stated that'll be fighting to keep playing out there. We have four seniors. We have Cassidy Mowinkle, Ellie Eachin, Lily Hovinga, who had switched over from cross country last season. She had started volleyball, and then Libby Jansen. Our key this year. We're definitely going to work on boosting our leadership, meeting with those four seniors a little bit more, and just getting them to really get out there and lead the team so it's a little bit easier on our coaching staff. And then communication, just, you know, when things get a little bit tough, working through, you know, the hard times and getting over that hump, especially when it comes to tournament time.
A lot of good goals, and it's always fun to kind of piece the puzzle together ahead of an upcoming season. Volleyball for AP getting started in late August, so right around the corner. It'll be a tournament at Fort Dodge St. Edmund that'll tip off the season Saturday, August 28th. The first regular match of the year, a road match August 31st, which is a Tuesday at Columbus Catholic. And Coach, we talked a little bit off air about numbers within the program. Where do you guys sit now? It seems like you guys have had good participation this offseason.
We've had kind of a consistent anywhere from like 18 to 22 at the workouts, you know, some vacations and other sports that they played, and traveling teams. So those are pretty good numbers. I would say, I believe there are 25 total that have been out consistently all summer. Maybe a couple more will like squeak in there, you know, from younger grades that, you know, didn't know much about the workouts, you know, but I would say a set 25 for sure will be at practices and come season on the rosters. Lots of hard work, weightlifting, plyos, you know, the volleyball sessions that we've had. We have our kids' camp coming up on the August 2nd, and we have over 60 girls signed up for that, and that's the most we've ever had. So volleyball is definitely continuing to grow back in the AP area.
Looking forward to the season. Last question here for you this morning, Coach. I just want to give you an opportunity to spotlight your supporting cast there, assistant coaches, maybe some student volunteers. Any changes in that particular staff from years past for you this fall?
So Candace Clespies will be back as my main assistant, and she's been with me the whole time. She started the same year I did. And then Mallory Hankins will be our new other assistant, who will do a lot of the frosh but also help out with varsity. She comes from originally a smaller town, played some JUCO, and then has been living up in the Applington area. They run the meat shop over in Ackley, so she wanted to get back into volleyball and was very eager. You know, Jason Berkey knew her husband, so was like, hey, let's just meet. And she's come to, we just hired her, she's come to probably three or four workouts, and, you know, starting to get used to the girls and is very vocal. And then we've had Heidi Boozman. She's been helping out throughout the summer. She was a coach under Coonan back in the day when they, you know, were the state champs and runners-up, and she wanted to get back into it, and both her girls will be playing at the high school. So she'll be more of a volunteer, help coach when she can. That's pretty much it for supporting cast. You know, just older girls have been very supportive of all the younger girls and trying to get them to come to the gym and learn the drills and things like that. So
Very much looking forward to the AP Falcon season. 17-12 was the overall mark last year for the AP Falcon volleyball team. And this year, everything gets started in late August. Again, it'll be August 28th, which is a Saturday, a tournament at Fort Dodge St. Edmund. That is head coach Aaron Huddleston about to start year number four guiding the young Falcon ladies. Coach, always appreciate the time, and we're excited to check in with you guys in person before too long.
Thank you very much.
Head coach Aaron Huddleston joining us on today's Sports Beat program. When we come back, we're on to our next interview here this morning, right here on 98.9 KQCR.
We're joined now by Christy Lammers with CEB Seeds out of Parkersburg, your channel seed dealer. And let's get an update on how things are looking here as we head to the latter part of the growing season.
It's amazing how great our crops actually look for the little bit of rain that we've got. And when I say a little bit of rain, I think between the, what I say, Old 20 and Highway 3 in that 12 to 15 mile section has really, really taken a hit this year, which is right where we sell. But, you know, amazingly enough, the crops still look good. I think, you know, if we can still get some rain to keep hanging on, people spray fungicide with crops that look really fairly decent right now and aren't being stressed too much, we hopefully will make it through this year.
Stay up to date with what's going on in the fields with CB Seeds on Facebook and Twitter, your channel seed dealer.
Right back with you on this Saturday morning edition of the Channel Seed Sports Beat, and it's time now to recap the final baseball season in our area to go final. Congratulations to the Grundy Center Spartans, our only area team making it to the state baseball tournament for Class 1A. This past week, they had their first appearance since 1993 at the state baseball tournament as they fell in the opening round 14-0 to Remsen St. Mary's. All told, though, a tremendous season for the Spartans that comes to a close with a final record of 19-9, and it's time now to relive a little bit of this Spartan season. 19-9, the final mark, and of course they got by Coon Rapids Bayard to punch their ticket, winning the sub-state final neutral site game in Nevada. We'll feature some post-game comments of that game now, a game that Grundy Center led early 4-0 after one inning and held on for a long way before Coon Rapids Bayard, the Crusaders, came back and tied it. Spartans got one run in the top of the seventh and fended off the Crusader comeback in the bottom of the seventh to punch their ticket to state. Here's some post-game commentary. We'll start out hearing from head coach Pat Brown Jr.
Catching up with a state-bound baseball coach, Patrick Brown Jr. of Grundy Center, and the Spartans marching on to state. First time since 1993. Coach, how does it feel?
It feels wonderful. So excited for these kids. You know, they've been doing it for a long time in football, and we've been just grinding away at baseball. You know, 4 years ago when I got back involved with baseball, we won two games. Prior to that, I think they won one. These guys have bought into everything we're teaching them, and winners win.
Absolutely. Let's talk about, it's awfully hard to come back in a ball game, but it's equally hard to fend off a comeback, and your guys squander that 4-0 lead but come back and get one in the top of the seventh. Just talk about the flow of tonight's game, what it takes to your team mental strength-wise to keep in this one.
Well, I think, you know, it goes back to the first round. You know, we won in the seventh inning on a 1-0 ball game. We were down. We came back and we won that, and then we came back and we beat, we handled BCL, and then we came back and beat Janesville. So we've been on both sides. We've ran the gauntlet. And tonight, you know, to get four runs in the first inning, you know, we don't score a lot of runs early, it doesn't seem like, but we got them. They couldn't take them away from us. And then our guys just grinded and grinded and grinded and did all the fundamental things they had to do. Dane kept us in. And then, you know, it's tough, but we brought in an all-state quarterback that's led teams before, and he came out there and he got his two outs and game over.
Logan Canuck, the referred to closer there tonight, couple great plays in right field. Talk about him first, his speed. What does he mean out there? Is just a do-it-all weapon for you.
Well, you know, when you talk about Logan in the outfield, I mean, you talk somebody you're going to miss. You know, you always miss catchers, pitchers, and center fielders. And Logan, thank God we got him for another year and we got him for another week. But that guy can go pole to pole, literally.
Great guy there, and Dane Zinkula, the pitcher tonight. Good effort from him. Big number of strikeouts as well. Able to just stay cool, calm, and collected, battle through things. And then, of course, Colin Gordon. Let's talk about Dane and Colin. Colin, another game where he goes 1,000 from the plate, and four RBIs, 4-for-4 tonight.
I was so happy for Colin. You know, Colin, we're good family friends with Colin, and Colin's personality is usually pretty laid back. You got to light a fire under him. And when he, unfortunately, he made that error, I felt sick for him because he has been raking. And I just wanted him to have the opportunity to come back and prove himself and pick himself up, and by golly, he did. He's been mashing the ball. You know, batting in that fifth spot, you know, the guys are going to come at him next week.
Talked to you off air a moment ago, what you were doing in 93. You were part of that team at Grundy Center that made a trip to state. Your son now gets to go. How special is that for you to have your son go but be a part of another team doing it for Grundy Center?
Well, it's super special for me. Coach Lebo, he was my coach. His son was also the catcher, Andy, so there was a father-son there. And for Patrick and I to go, you know, and it's not about me, but for Patrick to go and just for me to get to do the lineup, Jason Jaroski, my assistant, he's come in this year, first year, doing scouting reports, doing all kinds of video work with these kids. His son gets to be a part of it as well. So, you know, it's a family affair. You can look around right now and you see everybody's here. They came from Grundy to support us, and it's great to be a Spartan.
Congrats, Coach. Go enjoy it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir.
Coach Pat Brown.
That's head coach Pat Brown Jr. after the win over the Coon Rapids Bayard Crusaders. Time now for feature our comments with Logan Canuck, who is a junior center fielder and relief pitcher for the Grundy Center Spartans this year. Canuck came in to retire the final two batters and get the final two outs of the ball game in the win over the Crusaders. Here's Logan Canuck after the game.
Chatting with Logan Canuck, Grundy Center Spartan Jr. on his way to state for baseball. How does it feel for you, Logan?
Awesome. This is a sport that not everybody has stuck out for like football. So to bring these 5-6 juniors that we have and to get to this place and having no seniors on the team, this is awesome.
A lot of fun to soak in tonight. Couple huge plays for you out in center field, ranging over. Talk about the communication with your guys out there, left field, right field, and you in center, what it means and the cohesiveness out there that kind of leads you to success.
Really just knowing where we're going every time, if we're shooting home, where we're going, and just talking to each other constantly. That really helps helps the most, just because we're building that relationship out there, and we're getting to know where people are going to be at.
Last question, of course, I got to ask you about the save, the close tonight. You come in with one out. Dane did a great job tonight, but you come in, ice in your veins, able to get the job done. How did that feel, and just overall thoughts on just how the team played defensively tonight?
The team played defensively great. With one or two errors that we had, we did really well. And then going in, I've been in big on the big stage before, so I just kind of thought to myself that this is just another game, and ended up getting the job done.
Congrats, Logan. We'll talk to you at state.
Thank you.
Grundy center junior Logan Canuck, and now we'll chat with Grundy center freshman Colin Gordon, who had a tremendous season and a tremendous finish to his season. Back-to-back games in the district final and the sub-state final, where he posted 1,000 batting average. That particular night, a 4-for-4 night with 4 RBIs for Colin Gordon. And here's his comments post-game.
Freshman Colin Gordon, a 4-for-4, 4 RBI night tonight. Colin, how does it feel to be a part of the team making your way to state?
You know, it's really awesome being the first team since 1993. I mean, just came out and played tonight, the whole team, so it's awesome.
Big time win for you. You're a freshman on this team. No seniors. A lot of leaders in the junior class. Talk about the performance of everybody top to bottom tonight, from Dane out on the mound, Logan in center field. Total team effort, and it all came together here in Nevada.
Yeah, I mean, Dane just threw strikes the whole game and made plays behind him. Everyone hit the ball. Just not much else to get to tell you in the game.
Let's talk about this team moving on to state. How excited are you and your teammates to get out there on the big stage and shine bright for Grundy Center?
Yeah, it'll be fun for sure. I mean, we've been there in a lot of sports this year, this group of guys, so it'll be awesome for sure.
Colin Gordon, one of the stars of the show tonight, 4-for-4, 4 RBIs. Colin, go enjoy it with your teammates. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Grundy center Spartan freshman Colin Gordon. When we come back, we'll feature some comments from our Meet the Team show for Grundy Center as they made it to the state tournament for the first time since 1993. We'll also provide a statistical recap of the entire Grundy Center baseball season. That's after these messages right here on the Channel Seed Sports Beat on 98.9 KQCR.
As always, Chuck and Judy Becker are very excited to tell you about Channel Seed.
Channel Seed, let's go! Let that old crop grow! Will they beat us? No! Channel Seed, let's grow!
Don't stand on the sidelines. Get on the field with Channel Seed.
For a championship yield, see Coach Becker and the winning team at Channel. Talk to Chuck Becker or Christy Lambers at CB Seeds in Parkersburg for Channel Seed, seedsmanship at work.
Jeff Ramin, right back with you on this Saturday morning edition of the Channel Seeds Sports Beat, and we're continuing our feature of Grundy Center baseball. The Spartans wrapped up their season at the state tournament, first time they've done that since 1993. They fell earlier this week on Monday to Remsen St. Mary's by the final of 14-0. But it's time now to feature some comments from our recent Meet the Team program with the Spartans, where we caught up with Coach Brown on the lighter side of things, including him recalling what it was like back in 1993.
Take me back. Let's have some fun here. 1993 in high school. What were you listening to? What were you wearing? What was cool? And what were you driving?
Oh, man. 93. So it's a little bit embarrassing because country was, you know, Garth Brooks was kind of the deal. But then, I was stupidly, I was the skinny white kid listening to NWA and Dr. Dre. Wearing, you know, some Guess jeans, and we'd roll those babies up. Don't forget about the polo shirts and then the braided belt that you would kind of overlay and wrap out. And then as far as a vehicle, had a 89 Cutlass Calais that I was driving, and or... when I was a good kid, my dad would let me drive his four-wheel drive pickup. And just for advice for any other teenagers listening, don't use four-wheel drive until you have to, because when you put it in four-wheel drive and get stuck, you have no other option but a tow truck. So I found that out the hard way as well. But hung out with all of those guys. We were a family. You know, we'd go to Yoder's on New Year's Day and watch football all day long. You know, just countless hours of, you know, fishing or just being dirt balls with those kids. It was great. And these kids are doing a lot of the same things.
Great memories, great trip down memory lane. A few more questions for you here. Settle the debates tonight. Most competitive on the team, most serious on the team, and then goofiest on the team here this year.
So I would say the most there's one of them could be kind of wrapped up by one guy, but I don't think so. So the most competitive guy, definitely Braden. You know, Braden Sawyer, he's the kind of guy that you can't even play bingo in the car with, because he'll just get mad or he'll turn around until he finds out what he has to have to cross it out to win. So Braden Sawyer is definitely probably the most competitive. And I would say, I mean, he's probably the most serious too, but someone that I think of when I think of serious, serious would probably be Dane. Dane's pretty serious. So Dane would probably be the most serious on the field. Definitely not off the field, but he's definitely the most serious on the field. And then the goofiest, Patrick is just more awkward than goofy. But then goofiest, you got to go with probably Sloan. Sloan's he's that guy that's goofy. He's that guy that, there's a stereotype for people like him in movies, but Sloan's probably the goofiest. But then as far as, I know that you didn't ask me this question, as far as the most proud of, you sure couldn't pick a kid on there, because I'm proud of them all.
Head coach Pat Brown with high praise for all of his young men this season, and it's time now for a statistical recap of the year for the Grundy Center Spartans, a team that finished with an overall mark of 19-9 on the season. And we'll take a look at some of the key metrics this year for the Spartans. Of course, leading the way as a pitcher, Braden Sawyer this season was the go-to arm for head coach Pat Brown Jr., and Sawyer finishes the year with an 8-2 mark with a 1.89 ERA and 82 strikeouts this year. Other pitchers that got a lot of work this season include Dane Zinkula, who went for 50 innings of work, Tate Jaroski for 20, and 11 innings of work apiece for Cameron Decker and Logan Canuck. As a batter this year, it's a good, solid group offensively, led by Braden Sawyer, a 4.05 batter, 23 RBIs, and was walked 9 times this year. Dane Zinkula finished with a .361 average in his junior season, 11 RBIs, and then Colin Gordon finished the year very hot and a .338 batting average, 17 runs batted in. We would highlight some graduating seniors from this Grundy Center baseball team, but there aren't any. It's a team without seniors this year, so that means everyone is back for next year. Expectations will be through the roof, and we're all here for it. Grundy Center Spartan Baseball marching into the 2022 season with a stacked roster and a ton of expectations for this team. It was an absolute pleasure to follow the Spartans all season long, and that is your wrap-up of Grundy Center Spartan Baseball for the 2021 season. They cap off the season at state with a final mark of 19-9 overall. Back to wrap up this Channel Seed Sports Beat show in a moment. I'm Jeff Ramin on 98.9 KQCR. That'll put a wrap on today's Channel Seed Sports Beat show. Special thank you to both of our great guests today. First and foremost, we have the opportunity to catch up with fourth-year head volleyball coach at Applington Parkersburg High School, Aaron Huddleston. 17-12 was the overall finish for the Falcons in 2020, and bigger and better things expected this fall in 2021. Congratulations to the Grundy Center Spartans. 1993, the last time they made it to state baseball. Able to do that this year, 28 years later. And it was a fun season to be a part of and a fun season to cover for the Grundy Center Spartan baseball team. Special thank you to Coach Pat Brown Jr., all of the players throughout the season, as well as the program in general, for allowing us to be a part of their ride to state for the first time since 1993. Reminded you in the open of the show, and we'll remind you here in the close as well, that this is the second to last Channel Seed Sports Beat. Next weekend will be the last edition of this particular season of the show. We'll transition into the Fall Football Coaches Corner show beginning on August the 14th. So that'll be the first Football Coaches Show, August 14th. Have two preseason shows before we get into the regular season action for all of our area football programs. That's what's ahead here on KQCR. That'll wrap up this morning's edition of the show. Thank you so much for listening to the Channel Seed Sports Beat. As always, heard from 10 to 10:30 right here on 98.9 KQCR.
You've been listening to the Sports Beat, the CB Seeds Sports Beat, brought to you by your local Channel Seed dealer, CB Seeds in Parkersburg. Thank Christy Lammers and Chuck Becker and the CB Seeds team for bringing you these interesting interviews of area sports figures. If you missed today's show, the interviews will be podcast on our sports page at RadioOnTheGo.com for up to 1 week. Remember, CB Seeds and Channel, seedsmanship at work. We got the beat.